At this time of year, I think back to the fall of 1948, when I went off to a school like this, first time away from home, I suppose, 13 years old, less than 5 feet tall, pretty scary. And the reason I was there is because my Christian parents wanted me to have a Christian education under Christian teachers. And I suppose that's the reason why most of you are here today also. But it was scary. For one thing, ninth graders had to take German and Latin along with their other regular classes. But we got through that okay after a while. I didn't get home until Thanksgiving, even though we lived only 60 miles away, but that's the way it was in those days. Well, now I'm going to tell you during this year of chapel about another man who was very much afraid because he was so young, and that is Jeremiah. Jeremiah the prophet. God called him to be a prophet when he was very young. He tells about it in these words. He says, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah was called not to be a student like many of you are, or a teacher like many of you are, or a staff member as some of you are, but to be a prophet. And that was a difficult job because in those days the people were not inclined to listen to God's prophets. And so Jeremiah complained to the Lord. He says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a youth. I'm too young to be a prophet of the Lord. No one's going to pay attention to me." But God said to him, "Do not say, 'I am a youth,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you." Young Jeremiah must have been afraid to be a prophet of the Lord because God told him, "Do not be afraid." But God did more than tell him not to be afraid. God gave him the words that he was to use as a prophet. So there was nothing for him to be afraid of. He would not have to think up something to say to the people. It would be given to him. He says, "The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, 'Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." A prophet needs to know how to talk and present the case clearly. God said, "I'll give you the words, the very words that you were to say. You're not on your own. I am with you." But still, it would not be easy because many of the words that God would give Jeremiah to speak would be harsh words, strong words of judgment, words of condemnation, words to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down. And in my chapel talks this year, we will take a look at some of those harsh words of judgment. Words of law from God that make you angry, even as they made the people of Israel angry. We don't like it when people preach law to us and tell us where we are wrong and why we are headed for destruction if we don't change. Because of these words, Jeremiah was not a popular prophet. In fact, many times he was thought of as a traitor because he told the people that God was going to destroy their country and their city. But God did not want Jeremiah to hold back from speaking the word of the Lord. He says, "See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms. They will not be able to harm you." Later on in this chapter, we read, "They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you." But we shall also see during the course of this year that Jeremiah was also given comforting words, words of hope. Judgment would come in the near future, but Jeremiah pointed ahead to a wonderful time for God's people when God would send the promised Messiah who would save them from their sins. Now, our teachers at this school are not prophets of God in the sense that God gives them new messages, new revelations, but our teachers are sort of prophets also because God has given them words to use in their teaching. That is, the words that have already been recorded in Scripture, words of prophets and apostles. And God will speak those words to you through them, both words of law and words of gospel. And these words will come to you in chapel. They will come to you in your religion classes. And they will come to you also in your other classes when it is pertinent. But you students also have a calling from God. God knows you. He knew you before you were born, just as he knew Jeremiah. And he knows you are here. He has put you here. And he will give you his words. And he will give you work to do. You are called as students. And students are to study. They are to learn. They are to grow physically, mentally, spiritually. And during your stay here, as students under him, God will be with you. You need not be afraid. We sang hymn 696, stanzas 1, 2, and 4.